BBC Audio presents the Sheridan Le Fanu Collection. Joseph Thomas Sheridan Le Fanu was an 18th century Irish writer of Gothic tales, mystery novels, and horror fiction. He was a leading ghost story writer of his time and central to the development of the genre in the Victorian era. Loved by writers such as M.R. James, Le Fanu's work influenced several later writers. Most famously, Carmilla, his lesbian vampire novella, was to greatly influence Bram Stoker in the writing of Dracula. In this collection, we bring together dramatizations of some of Le Fanu's leading works, alongside some narrated readings.
Carmilla, dramatized by Don McCamphill, from the story by Sheridan Le Fanu.
Sometimes at night, I dream I am awake. I sit up in bed, and it seems that my chamber has grown suddenly dark, as though clouds had drifted over the moon. The trees of the forest seem to crowd darkly against my window. And then, I think I see her, by my bed, reaching to touch my cold hand, her eyes heavy with great sorrow and yet very beautiful. My father is English, and I account myself English, though I have never seen England. I was born here in the forests of Styria, and have never known any other home. Father was in the Austrian service. My mother, a Styrian gentlewoman, I never knew, as she died in my infancy. The castle is a very lonely place. The nearest village, Karnstein, a few miles away, was abandoned in the last century. The nearest inhabited noble house is that of old General Spielsdorf, some 3 hours away by coach. At that time, the general had just taken his niece Bertha Reinfeldt as his ward. I was 18 years old.
Quick, Nora! Gather the sheets!
Apart from my father, the only friend I'd known up to then was Madame Peridon, who served both as my governess and as our general housekeeper.
Lift them off the ground, girls!
Oh, sorry.
They'll get muddy! Goodness, what weather! I don't know how I'm supposed to get the blue guest room aired with only hours till they arrive.
Oh, madame, we can't put Miss Bertie in that horrible little room.
What?
Even rugs are damp.
Oh.
And I do so want to make sure she enjoys her stay. I'm sure she must be pretty.
I've no idea, Laura. The general says she is, but of course that's to be expected from him.
She'll probably find us very dull.
Compared to the good general, my dear, I'm sure she'll find us anything but dull.
Madame, has Martin returned from the village yet?
No sign of him, sir.
He still hasn't set the stables for the general's horses. Tell him to come straight out to my study when he returns.
Yes, sir.
Father?
My father believed greatly in the new discoveries of science and spent the greater part of his time removed from human society. On occasion, I might not see him, with the exception of mealtimes, for days on end.
Two dresses will be enough. We will not be entertaining in the evening to any grand star.
Oh, no! They've arrived! Oh, it's a post rider.
At this time of the evening.
Who is it from, madame?
Now, you know better than to ask, Laura.
But that's the general's
mark. Patience, my girl. You will know soon enough. If it's any of your affair.
What did he say when you gave him the letter?
He did not look at it immediately. He was engrossed in his papers.
Oh, he's always engrossed in his papers. I've been in a state of worry all week because my frocks are bought from the travelling men, because I have never been to balls or soirees. And now something has happened to our guests, and my father sits locked in his study reading about animal breeding.
Now, sir, there's a nice piece of pie set by for you. I'll just fetch it.
That's it, madame. I'm not hungry. Thank you. I am afraid you're right, Laura. The letter I received earlier brought some bad news. It seems Miss Reinfeldt... It appears the poor young lady has died.
Died? Really?
I'm afraid so.
May God bless her soul.
The general's letter...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?